Today we begin our new series. Being that today is Tezayin Adar, that means the series has to be shorter as we don't go into Pesach. And therefore, we decided to give something, a smaller series, but very, very potent, very, very important, and hopefully very beneficial. We know that this year, Tav Shin Pei Aleph, is the year of Ploy Sarenu, as well as 80 years from when the Rebbe and Rebbetzin were saved from Nazi Europe and came to America, Chav Ches Sivan Tav Shin Aleph. The Rebbe is coming to America, Behemshech to the Friedrich Rebbe coming to America on Tes Adar, Tav Shin, was the last frontier, preparing us for the Geula. The Rebbe doesn't look at his escape from Europe as running away from Europe because Goyim don't control the destiny of Klal Yisrael. Rather, that the Eibishter set it up that the last part of the world that has to be elevated was elevated, and Dord HaShvi, the seventh generation, has to finish off the job that was started by the Rishoin. And that job is finished by bringing a Likus, not just to Chatzi Kader HaTachten, but elevating it from Chatzi Kader HaTachten. You see something very, very unique about the Rebbe's relationship with America, which is actually brought out in today's date, Tes Zayin Adar. Tes Zayin Adar, Tov Shin Tes, a very interesting event happened in Lubavitch history. This is the day that the Friedrich Rebbe took American citizenship. You have to understand what was unique about it. They had to make a law that they could send the judges to the home of the rabbi. They had to make a law that you can accept citizenship in your home. And the Rebbe created not just that they should come, a whole colored video of the Friedrich Rebbe accepting citizenship where you see how involved the Rebbe is in every detail. Alpi Das Tachten, there is a simple question that begs to be asked. And that is, what was really accomplished by the Friedrich Rebbe accepting citizenship? We're talking within 1 year of that, he was already Nistalik on Yud Shvat. What exactly was the purpose? And not just the purpose, but it was the Rebbe did it with the whole fanfare that there's going to be a video and the Doide Doide is a whole law and pictures, etc. What's behind this whole inyan? Now, we don't know Das Elyon. What we do know is that the Rebbe views it as the Friedrich Rebbe becoming a citizen of America is another step of making America the center, elevating Chatzi Kader HaTachten. That now it's from an American citizen. It's not someone from the outside. It's someone from the inside. The Birur is much more pnimi and much more real. 50 years after the Rebbe came to America on Chav Ches Sivan Tav Shin Nun Aleph, Siddim were celebrating. And in honor of that special date, they prepared a special kuntres with the history of the Rebbe's escape from Europe, as well as different siches, and it came out a beautiful red kuntres in honor of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin. And the Rebbe had announced that he was going to give out that kuntres. Now, for the Rebbe to give out kuntresim after a whole day was by the oil and other things meant he didn't eat, and people would come for hours to get the kuntresim. So what happened was, everybody is familiar, that Siddim said that the kuntres is not ready. The hope being that the Rebbe would go to his room and eat, rest a little bit, and then come down later and be mechalek this kuntres. The Rebbe said, "Anstot machen a hefsek, veme machen a hemshich." Instead of making a stop, we will continue. And the Rebbe spoke then by those special siches a moiridike giluyim, where the Rebbe started speaking about the nasi coming to Chatzi Kader HaTachten, and not just to any place, but to 770. And the Rebbe started explaining how 770 is the Birur HaMata, the Shivim, the seven, the ultimate elevation. 770 ois is the gematria of paratzta from here. Uferatzta yom of a kedma tzofoin of a negba. Mamish a himul dikasicha. The Rebbe spoke on that momentous day of Chav Ches Sivan Tov Shinun Aleph. A few months later, this is Cheshvin Tov Shinun Beis, Chav Cheshvin. They were then in the campaign to expand 770, and people wanted to put the Rebbe should be Magia the Sicha. They put together a special kuntres for the Rebbe to be Magia from the Sicha of Parshas Noach, Tov Shin Mem Zayin, Parshas Pinchas, and Chav Ches Sivan, Tov Shin Nun Aleph. On Parshas Pinchas, the Rebbe had spoken very strongly about Machdo Eretz Yisrael and the Shleimus HaBirur Hamato. And Mamish, right before Kinnus HaShluchim, Tov Shin Nun Beis, the atom bomb was released. And that is the kuntres, what we all know, Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. I know each and every one of you that's listening to the shiur has already learned this kuntres, not once, not twice. It's one of the essential kuntresim that everybody learns. But first of all, being that we are in this year of Shmoinim Shana, it's so important to learn it. How much more so as we ourselves are in the process of bringing 770 to Cincinnati. So the special schus of the limud of this kuntres will be moisif in the nyonim, the broches ruchrim, and the broches gashmim, associated with this inyan. And therefore, this month we're going to focus on this kuntres. This kuntres is printed in Sefer Asiches, Tavshinun Beis, Chelek Beis, page 465. It's a kuntres that goes through eight oisiyos. And really, there's so many chidushim, and especially if you learn it right, you learn it with all the footnotes, there is so much. And in this kuntres, in essence, the Rebbe is being megala to us. What is so special about the house, the shul of the Nosi Ador? That it's not just a shul, it's not just a big shul, it's not just a special shul, but this is the shul where the Iker Shechina is today. And not only where the Iker Shechina is today, where the Beis HaMikdash on its way to Yerushalayim makes its first stop. And it's going to be connected directly to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where the Nosi Ador, the Mashiach Shebedor is. Each ois, the Rebbe builds a chidush on top of a chidush on top of a chidush. And it's so important that once and for all we go through this slowly, that we understand what we're saying, we understand what gets accomplished ois after ois. And the goal is that Amir Tzah Hashem, in the course of this series, we're going to go through the eight oisiyos with the ha'aris of Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. Amir Tzah Hashem will be able to have the time to go through it and finish it, that everyone should realize the unique schus of what we have. And like the Rebbe says, Megal in this sicha, that 770 is Gematria Beis Moshiach. This is something that was a secret for Bochrim over the years, and all of a sudden now the Rebbe puts his temple on this inyan, and Amir Tzah Hashem, we will show you more and more giluyim, one ois at a time.